All right, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio, I have not been on the air personally in, I think, 7 years, and we're back. And want to introduce you to my two co-conspirators, my pod mates. We are so fucking sexy. We call our new podcast, what?
Glad You Came.
Glad you came. So, come on, Lauren. Why don't you break it down? How did this thing come about?
So, we spent a lot of time hanging out over quarantine days and got to chatting a lot. We went to a bunch of wineries, and that only led to some deep conversations, and we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we shared some of these conversations? I don't know. I think that's a good breakdown.
Good, Claire. Anything to add, Claire?
Yeah, I feel like we also brought in the yoga and connecting time, and yeah, like Lauren said, a lot of conversation and growth happening.
So just yeah. Just a little background here. Background here. I'm a 55-year-old, pretty darn cool, dead sexy life coach. Claire is a 55-year-old, dead sexy, also life coach, even sexier life coach.
And yogi.
And we're all yogis, all three of us. Lauren is a 23-year-old, dead sexy. 24-year-old dead sexy yogini, now living across the country. And I'm going to tell you how it really went down, people. They're just being nice. It all started...
Wait, I do think we should just go back on what Mama said.
Go ahead.
About yoga, just to give the listeners some background that we did yoga together every day, pretty much.
Yeah, yoga. That's... Yoga is part of our life. Yoga is part of our life, and yoga led to opening, and opening led to a lot of opening. That's nothing dirty, by the way, people, so take your minds out of the gutter, where my mind normally is. So just in all fairness, because I would recognize you. So here's the deal. We started hanging out, and then one day, sorry throwing you under the bus here, Lauren.
No worries.
Lauren says, can I ask a question? And we started talking about what do we want in our lives? What direction do we want to go? What should she be choosing to do next? Should she be staying on this path that was kind of in front of her with art? What she should be doing next? Yada, yada. And... of course, there was wine included, and Claire, who is not only her sister in life, but her mother in life, had things to add, and I'm just this weirdo who hangs around with the family, so I had things to add, and then we all started sharing our own journeys as we went along, and yeah, you know what? We called the title Glad You Came because the conversation got real. It goes into every nook and cranny of our minds, good and bad. So we decided to start today.
And some things that you cannot unknow.
So here's the thing. We used to start and have a question of the day, or a couple of questions that we wanted to answer. So I'm going to tell you guys that I spent today, or just even tonight, because something happened this evening, and it stimulated a conversation, a question for my mind. What is something that just annoys the shit out of you that people do where you just want to shake them? And then I'll let other people go first, or do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
All right. What do you think?
You.
All right.
You started it.
I started it.
I started it.
I get annoyed when someone gives you an answer to something that they know is going to trigger you. Right? So half the time you get an answer from somebody, and yeah, I'm going to use the thing. I walked in, and we were getting ready to do yoga. Claire, your mom, whatever, mama was on doing something. I thought she was playing words with me. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? We're going to do yoga. She goes, you look on your phone. I was finishing a text to someone, which she knows full well. You know, if you're talking mystery words, what's that going to do to Elliot? Come on.
Upset?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Why can't, like, all of a sudden, like, we talk about everything. Things you can't unknow. And I don't need to know the answer, but why do people do that shit? And where does it ever happen in your guy's life? Somebody answers you a certain way, or even takes your glass when you're not done eating, or why do people do shit that they know are just gonna piss you the F off?
Perhaps they're not even thinking that deep into it, and it was just... wanted to be finished with doing what I was doing, so I didn't stop and answer.
It's not about you.
But I think, like, a conversation that we've had a bunch of times is that, like, people really aren't thinking about how they're affecting others. It's like,
it's not intentional.
A lot of times we talk about, like, people's opinions, and at the end of the day, you know, nobody cares.
Right.
Like, we talk about that all the time. It's like, nobody cares what choices you're making, and that's, like, why you gotta be you.
Right. I guess that's an answer. But then what do you do when you're pissed off? How do you express to the people... It's just, honestly...
Well, you don't do it on a live podcast.
Like, sure, yeah. Sure you do.
Out,
no, it was a little bit quiet. I was thinking, I'm like, what do I want to talk about? Like, why do you got to do that? Like, why do you got to do this shit where it just fucking makes me nuts? You know my brain's going to be like, what the fuck? Even Al was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but if somebody said that to you, you would be like, you would say, like, that you were just being you, and it's like their fault that it affected them.
Well, it was definitely up to me to let me, whether it affected me.
But that, also, like, we can talk about... You know, like, how to communicate with somebody without upsetting them.
Yeah, that has been a lot of our topics, you know, communication. It's a good one. We have to note that for another topic.
Well, I would say,
You know, we've talked about, like, how to tell someone something without, like, just saying, like, you did this or you do that. You know, because that's, nobody likes that.
No, right. Nobody wants to get called out. That's for sure.
Right.
And it definitely shouldn't be transactional in life. I agree.
That was my first mistake. I said, well, you were just on your phone.
Well, it's not a mistake. It's just, it's a learn. And it wasn't so much even just this thing that happened tonight.
It's usually more than
one. I'm using the fodder here to say, like, why do people do things that are just, or not even why? Let me. We know that there's no answer why, or we know that they're going to keep doing it. It's more. It's bigger, you know. And I would say in pod language, and what makes a pod. And for those of you out there who don't have a pod, go fucking find one, because otherwise you're stuck having these conversations being mad, right? You have nowhere to go. I feel like the pod was one of the safest places to go all summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely an outlet.
It was like, oh, okay, all this happening? I'm going to go to the pod. We're going to get some happy juice. And happy juice is wine, by the way.
Happy juice equals wine.
Yeah, happy juice equals...
coffee martinis.
Happy juice equals grapes, not in pill form, but in liquid form. And then we ramped up and amped up to fun things like espresso and espresso beans. But this is what we want it to be. We want to know, those of you who hopefully listen to us someday... And we're going to use this time for us, obviously, a little selfish, because we're going to keep the pod together by doing this, right? But what is it that makes you nuts? We want you to write in, call in, anything else. It's just feedback. And we're here to help. We'll do the Dear Abby thing. I mean, are we expert at anything other than life? No, we're pretty expert at life. We wake up every day. That makes us expert. Pretty good, right? So, mm-hmm. Let's share a little bit. What you do this weekend, Lauren?
Yesterday I went on a hike.
Hikes are good.
A very long hike. Possibly the longest hike I've ever done and will ever do.
Lesson takeaway there is don't go on hikes that long.
It
sounded like you really pushed yourself further and further and faced fears, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah, Mama and I talked yesterday after the hike because parts of it scared me a lot, and I had to push through because the alternative would have been getting airlifted.
Well, how far in did you guys go?
We did like an 11-mile hike.
Oh gosh, that's a long hike.
And part of it was on a ridge.
There was a part of it that was like on this ridge, and I guess I have a part of me that is a bit scared of heights when there's a lot of open space around me. So.
Applesauce.
What?
Applesauce. Apple trees make the applesauce.
I get that from Mama.
Got it from her mama, so.
Yeah, so. But anyway, we pushed through. Cassidy helped me. He held my hand, and he told me I wasn't going to fall, and we made it home safely.
And?
Yeah. But, yeah, there's no buts here, folks.
Only buts are the ones we either look at or sit on.
Yeah.
Or talk about doing other things with, but we'll save that for another episode. No,
Not yet.
Not first. not on the Virgin flight.
And today you went to the botanical gardens. How was that?
It was nice. Sorry, my voice went up high, and I realized that probably made it sound like it wasn't nice, but it was. I think something we didn't fully consider was like the fact that it is still winter here. I'm in California. I don't know if that was clear. While it was cool, like, there weren't very many flowers because it's the winter.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of pine trees, right? Was there an arboretum there, too? A lot of pine trees.
Yeah. It was funny. It's, like, split up into all these different ecosystems, and there was an East Coast ecosystem, and it was all just, like, dead leaves and trees, and it was, like, really accurate to what it must look like on the East Coast right now.
Well if you close your eyes and just picture a white, barren nothingness, that's what it is right now.
But we'll have our favorite birds.
So, yeah, that's cool. You know what's funny, and I know you and the Dia are thinking about coming on the walk with me.
Yes, we are.
And guess who got his first shot yesterday?
Woo-hoo! You did.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You know what group I'm in? I'm in group 1L or 1P, like your mom. The L stands for lucky or privileged.
Or privileged.
Exactly. So, without giving away my secrets, I got the phone call that said, hey, go down and get the shot right now. I was in and out in 12 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So the good news that means is I'll have my get out of jail free card and we can go soon. And the point I'm making about that is you went on a 35-kilometer walk today, yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost probably a 37-kilometer. We're not going to do that more than that any given day. So I don't think. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm training.
Yeah, obviously. You're in training.
What shoes were you wearing? Your new sneakers?
My new sneakers, yeah.
That's good, and they're comfy.
They're really good.
Would recommend.
Definitely an investment, but worth it.
What did you do this week? So, you know what? Today was this listless day. I couldn't say completely listless. So, Charlie's girlfriend, I met her father last night. And that
tofu
was
tofu.
It was sort of as tofu as expected. Mm-hmm. And it was good. And
tofu means
tofu to the rest of the world, not where you live in Berkeley, means pretty darn boring. Is it just white, spongy nothingness?
But it brings on any flavor you put on it.
But it could probably be molded. So, it was fine. And then played some Mahjong, some MJ with the fam, with your fam back in Teaneck, and Alex 1-1 and Mama 1-1. So that was good.
All right. It sounds like a winter fun day.
It's COVID. The COVID cabin fever is getting up there with a blanket of white in New Jersey. That's for sure. So, that's what's going on there. Talk to me, Claire, tell me what about you. What about your insights to your weekend?
And then let's answer that question.
Yeah, let's.
What question?
What pisses us off?
Yeah.
That people do. But yeah. Mama, tell us about your weekend.
It was pretty mellow weekend. I had coffee with the ladies outside with our hats and gloves and coats on.
Fur coats on.
That was just me. We lasted about an hour before it got too cold.
Elliot, what do you do when you see a fur coat?
I growl and bark normally. That's what I do.
Well, there were a lot of dogs there. We had all the dogs kept. All the dogs, came and had their fun. Leo and,
The dogs are not actually the husbands in this case.
Is Karen part of your
hobby? No, but Eric came by. Oh, our Faggy cut her finger on Friday night and ended up at Eric's to check, to have it checked out because it wouldn't stop bleeding. So that's why Eric came to the coffee porch to make sure it was bandaged correctly still and that she was doing better. So that's why.
Sausage invasion in the estrogen get-together.
Leo came and Louie was with us and fun times.
A party.
Yeah, well, that was only a few minutes. The rest of it was just girl talk.
Yeah.
You know me.
What did you guys talk about?
You know me, one of the girls. Yeah, what did you talk about? You guys talk about getting laid?
No. We revisited the topic from the week before, which was, they have children younger than I do, and so there's a lot of social issues happening because of COVID. Like people going into houses, people not allowed into houses. So people's feelings were getting hurt. So this week we just followed up and, checked in on how everybody was doing. And I don't know, a little bit of the Passover talk, like who's going to be where, doing what. I don't know. It's kind of just mellow. And today was just watching more Schitt's Creek.
Nice.
One more episode to go.
Oh, wow. You're ahead of me.
Yeah. And then I tried to do things off of my list, things that I want to do every day. Anyway, you know what pisses me off?
I would love to know.
Yeah.
When people interrupt me when I'm trying to talk. Or there's a conversation going on and someone just pops in with another idea and I'm like, I think I was saying something. So that happens.
That does happen.
And you know what? Sometimes entertainers are just, they're interrupters.
Yeah. So. You want to explain the types of people we're going to talk about?
I was going to get there right now.
Okay. So, sorry for interrupting.
No, don't. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
No. So here's the deal. For those of you who are going to listen to this podcast, could be just Alex, but who knows? You have two life coaches, and a future social worker, and, God willing, or as my new chusid, tell me, Baruch Hashem, Im Yirtzah Hashem, IYH, baby. So, we had a couple things, and you might hear us talk about levels of energy, and you might hear us talk about personality types, and I work with four characters: entertainer, a detective, a counselor, and a fighter. And each one kind of shows up in this universe with different questions, basically, that their internal clock or their internal person. So an entertainer loves to talk, will engage, usually not organized, will often talk through people instead of listen. So thank God I'm a life coach and I've taken the time to learn how to listen. But it's not...
Also, might seem organized.
You think so?
Like, might appear organized, but isn't actually.
Okay, that's definitely not me. Do I seem organized? I don't definitely never seem organized to me. But,
I think other entertainers I am thinking of.
Oh, okay, yeah, probably so. Yes.
But maybe that's just, like, compulsive.
No, entertainers, you're right, will oftentimes look and sound like, hey, it's organized chaos, but I know where it is, and I'm in charge of it and got it going on. But the truth is, and they do, they get things done, but entertainers don't like being rejected. We like being accepted. We want to be validated often.
Not everybody?
No.
Some people don't really care at all.
Yeah, a fighter doesn't need to be validated. He just validates himself. So a fighter needs to know, I think so much of myself already that I need to know exactly what's in it for me from the get-go. You got to give me the scoop.
Yeah. I think also something that's worth noting is, like, none of these are good or bad.
Correct. There is no negative or positive. Each one comes with, you know, parts of their personalities that are going to be strong benefits, and all of them come with parts that are going to be strong drawbacks that they have to have the opportunity to work on or recognize and figure out ways to either behavior modify or add people to help with those things. A detective is very, very caught up in the details and won't make a decision typically until then. And a counselor also will not make a decision until he feels completely safe and gets the buy-in from everyone else around him, and even then will not pull the trigger. So in case you're ever, you know, planning something socially with somebody or with another couple or even just a friend or anyone, you hear a counselor coming out, you're not going to get that answer for a while. You can count on them being late. You can count on all sorts of, like, wishy-washy. Right, because they don't want they have buyer's regret, even in conversations, relationships. Where a fighter will cut his nose to spite his face, and an entertainer will just keep going. He just believes that, you know, que sera sera, and whatever will be. You know, there'll be more, and that's not necessarily always the way it is. You should, you know, if an entertainer wants to take the time to be aware of other people.
You can have percentages of all of them.
No, right? You can be all of the charts. Have you ever heard of the DISC assessments? This is all numbers from 0 to 100, and you could have a primary and a secondary. I happen personally to be a high entertainer, which means I'm like a 98. My number is 98 on entertainer, which puts me really close to the line of the other four quadrants. So if they slip at all, you slide into potentially a fighter, which I have found myself doing. I'm not a natural worrier. And if I can share, Lauren, would you say you're a natural worrier?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. And Mama?
Sometimes.
Mama, you asked me if I knew where the closest hospital was.
Yeah. Remember that counselor I mentioned just a little while ago?
Yes.
There we go. It's not good, it's not bad. It just is. And now Mama just finished learning all this stuff about, or has been in the process of learning stuff about chakras. It's very funny, Lauren. She goes, you know what pisses her off? Something that pisses her off? She goes, I said, tell me about the chakras. We were taking a drive the other day, and she went from the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra. And I'm like, okay, root chakra, It's about belonging. It's about feeling safe. Great. The sacral chakra is about sex. It's about, you know, deserving sex or I'm not worthy of sex, depending on positive or negative thoughts. I go through them all. She goes, you know what pisses me off? You're going to remember all this shit, and I'm not going to be able to remember any of it. It's going to make me mad because I spent all these hours learning this stuff. There's mama for you. That happened. That happened this week. So what pisses you off, Lauren? We have 5 minutes, 4.5 to go.
All right. What pisses me off? I don't know.
But if you did know?
What? But if I did know? I feel like similarly to Elliot, when people say things that they know are going to piss you off, whether that is like somebody asks you for advice and you know, they didn't follow your advice and then they come crying to you about something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's triggering.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I feel like that's a similar category of like, why? Like, why? Or, like, and maybe not if they do it once, but if it's, like, a repeated offense.
Yeah, correct. I would definitely say, well, the repeated offense thing is, it starts to feel like, wow, you just do not either know me or give a shit that you know this is pissing me off.
Well, like, only if it's been verbalized.
It's like, right, if it's ever been said, like, you know this pisses me off, you're just going to go do this thing, or that you do this thing.
I think I have to think like deeper about this question though, because I think in the past like several months, another thing we've talked about is like letting stuff go, and I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's harder to piss me off than it used to be.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and I need to clarify the worrier thing. It's not so much that I worry, it's that I like to be prepared.
No, you're a worrier.
But like, Mama, I think something I'm learning about myself with being a worrier is, like, other people, like, don't think that way. Like, you know, Elliot's never prepared for, like, whatever, you know, like...
And that brings us back to getting pissed off about things.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you know, it's not a bad thing to, like, be prepared. Like, Cassie and I talk about this all the time. Like, it's not bad that, like, I, you know, keep Band-Aids in my purse, but, like, because when you need them, I have them. But, you know,
there's you never know when you're going to need it.
That reminds me, in camp, someone knew exactly who to go to when they needed dental floss.
All right, we got a minute. We got a minute and 45 seconds, and here's what I would say. That, to me, is a cop-out. That's the same reason. You know the expressions? There are these expressions out there, like, in sexuality, even. I like, you know me, I like to make it sexual. And, like, oh, size doesn't matter. You know who made that up? Guys who are small. Oh, more than a mouthful's a waste? That's women with small breasts. The people going, oh, it doesn't matter. At least you have the stuff when you need it. You know who does that? People who are worriers. They're like, you never know. Good thing you had it. Can't be too safe. And I, you know, right. Full well, I would be like, okay, would you rather, absolutely can be too safe.
I would rather think of it as being a good Girl Scout.
All right.
Okay.
Perspective.
Yeah.
I think there's a spectrum, and we tend to fall, like me and you tend to fall on the more extreme side, where maybe it would benefit everyone, including ourselves, to fall a little bit closer to the middle.
Which, you know what, in all fairness to your mom's point, we all have a little bit of everything in us, and I think, right, I think that it would fall, people who are stuck, like, worrying could probably worry less, and people who don't worry at all probably could serve them to worry a little bit more, take a little more precaution.
Like, you know, if you're in a...
20 seconds,
okay, fine, go.
So this is fun. We got 14 seconds left. This has been our maiden virgin.
Our maiden voyage.
One of those things. I have 5 seconds left. We'll be back next week. This has been great. Glad you came.